to speak to my mother at least twice a week. I know exactly what I need to do and how often I need to do it. Thousands of studies have shown that getting specific is one of the most critical, though often overlooked, steps to take in reaching any goal. Instead of getting ahead at work, make your goal something more concrete, such as a pay raise of at least blank dollars, or a promotion at the least blank level. When what you are striving for is vague, it's too tempting to take the easy way out when you're feeling lazy, discouraged, or bored. But there's just no fooling yourself if you've set a specific goal. You know when you've reached it and when you haven't. If you haven't, you have little choice but to hang in there and keep trying if you want to succeed. Being specific about what you want is just the first step. Next, you need to get specific about the obstacles that lie in the way of getting what you want. In fact, what you really need to do is go back and forth, thinking about the success you want to achieve and the steps it will take to get there. This strategy is called mental contrasting, and it is a remarkably effective way to set goals and strengthen your commitment. To use the mental contrasting technique, first imagine how you will feel attaining your goal. Picture it as vividly as you can in your mind, really think about it.